Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight is an amazing story, and actually there's something especially amazing about it, which I just realized now. I've known the story for many years, but I just saw something new about it that gives me a whole new enjoyment in the story. The story was actually told by the Baal Shem Tov. So we often have Baal Shem Tov stories, but usually a Baal Shem Tov story is a story about the Baal Shem Tov. This story is a story told by the Baal Shem Tov. In other words, how do we know about this story? Because the Baal Shem Tov told this story. It's a story about Yosef Cairo. Who was Yosef Cairo? Yosef Cairo lived about 200 years before the Baal Shem Tov. And he was the person who actually put together a sefer which basically led to the Shulchan Aruch. The Code of Jewish Law as we know it today is very much based on the work of Yosef Cairo. Now, the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch draws also heavily from the works of the Rambam, Maimonides, who also created a sort of Code of Jewish Law, in fact, in ways very important, more significant than the work of Yosef Cairo, in that it covered all the laws of the Torah, including Karbanos and Beis HaMikdash and so forth, even some laws about Mashiach, whereas Yosef Cairo's work focused on the mitzvahs which we can do today before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So in any case, Yosef Cairo was a very, very important figure in Jewish history. He lived in the 1500s, and his teacher was the Arizal, Rabbi Yosef Luria, who was one of the greatest Kubbalim, one of the greatest Kabbalists in history. I'm sure that he also taught the revealed part of Torah as well, and one of his students was Yosef Cairo. And there's other stories about the two of them together, but here's how this one goes. Yosef Cairo, one day, was learning Gemara. And he found a particular place in the Gemara, which I don't know exactly what it was, a certain place where the discussion in the Gemara seemed to contradict a pasuk, a verse in the Torah. The way the Gemara is usually learned, it seemed to him that it was truly a problem, that it seemed to actually contradict a verse in the Torah. And he began to study it and study it and study it and think about it and struggled with it and spent many, many hours all night long until finally, he got an insight into this piece of Gemara in which he understood that it could be learned in a much different way than how it's traditionally been learned. And when it's learned in this new way, a new insight, a completely new insight into this piece of Gemara, then it no longer is a contradiction to the pasuk, the verse that it seemed to contradict. Now, he did a lot of work on this piece of Gemara. He saw the apparent contradiction. He worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. He sweated and put tremendous effort into it, working all night long till finally in the morning he had this breakthrough insight. He understood a new way to understand the Gemara. Of course, a new way according to Torah principles, but nevertheless, a new way which others had not looked at the Gemara this way, and this resolved the apparent contradiction. He went to shul, maybe went to the mikveh, then went to shul. And as he's approaching the shul, he hears the voices of some people learning Torah, one voice in particular. And as he's listening, he's amazed because this person is learning the exact part of the Gemara which he spent all night struggling with. And he's listening, he's curious, how is this person going to learn this piece of Gemara? He just spent all night working to finally have a breakthrough and discover a new insight, a new way to perceive and understand this piece of Gemara. And he's listening to this person learning it. And lo and behold, this person learned it exactly the way he did. Effortlessly, just like as if that's the obvious way to learn that piece of Gemara. Yosef Cairo could not believe it. Here, he knew that he was a student of the Arizal. And he had to struggle for many, many, many hours with all of his might, all of his intellectual might, all of his knowledge and so forth, all of his insight to try finally, till he made a breakthrough and he understood the Gemara in such a way that it did not contradict this particular pasuk, this particular verse. And here he walks by Shul. It's obviously just an ordinary balabas, ordinary, you know, householder, somebody sitting and learning Gemara. And he learned it effortlessly, exact same way as Yosef Cairo had finally concluded after many, 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 many hours of very, very hard work. So Yosef Cairo was very pressed, very upset, very, really broken from the, like, here he feels like a nothing. He feels like his effort, he spent so much effort, and he thought he accomplished something. And here, an ordinary person learning Gemara learns it the same way. So he went to his Rebbe. We have a spiritual problem. We go to our Rebbe to help us out. He went to his Rebbe. Say lecha rav, as the Mishnah says. Make for yourself a rav, a mentor. So he went to his Rebbe, who was Yosef, who was none other than Arizal, Yitzchak Luria. And he said, Rebbe, he told him the experience. And he told him, I feel like nothing, like as if all my work was a waste, because here this person learned it as if it was obvious. Arizal said, no, don't be broken, don't be disappointed, don't be sad. You see, this insight that you discovered in the Gemara, you truly discovered it. It had lain dormant. It had been undiscovered. No one until you had understood this insight into the Gemara the way you did. Nobody. It had been undiscovered. Once you discovered it, then it became available spiritually to everybody. Once you, so to speak, unearthed this treasure of this insight into the Gemara on that particular spot, now it was revealed in the world. You revealed this insight, this godly insight, and now everyone else can perceive it very easily. So we see that learning Torah is not a private affair. It's not only between the person and Hashem. All Jewish people are connected, and when we discover a new insight into the Torah, it's something which benefits every single Jewish person. Not everybody may do the work to discover it, but everyone may benefit in one way or another, just as this ordinary balabas, this ordinary person, somehow or another benefited from the work which Yosef Cairo did. And actually, the Rebbe encourages very much that we should all try to learn Torah very deeply and try even to be mechadesh chedushim, to see new insights, to discover new insights in the Torah. Each person has certain new insights that only they will discover, whether it's in the revealed part of Torah or the concealed part of Torah, whether it's in halacha, whether it's in Chumash and it's in Mefarshim, whether it's in Gemara, whether it's in Rambam, in Chassidus. The Rebbe encourages everybody to try to learn Torah to such extent as to actually be mechadesh chedushim, to actually come up with new insights. And this story is a inspiration in that direction. May we all immerse ourselves more deeply in Torah, as well as doing more mitzvahs, as well as doing more acts of goodness and kindness, whichever and all of the above that a person can do. And may this help all Jewish people, especially our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, to achieve a quick and complete victory over our enemies and to usher in the time of Mashiach and the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.